coming up on episode number 250. Well, yeah, that's it. It's episode 250. I'm not the biggest fan of anniversary shows and things like that that try and do something over the top and spectacular, but I think I've got a pretty good show here as far as some great music. A lot of stuff recorded at the Podcast Expo. If this is your first episode of Coverville, don't base... This is an out of the ordinary episode, and it is going to be a long one. You know what? Let's just get to the music, shall we? All this and more coming up on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Friday afternoon. It's October 6th, 2006. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to Coverville. You know, lately I've been opening the show with a song, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from that, and I've gotten a little bit of negative feedback from that from people who missed this kind of open the show interaction. So I want to actually open up the debate. I personally think I actually prefer opening with a song. You know, maybe... How about this? How about if I don't do it all the time, I'll just do it when it fits? Is that better? I think that ought to make everyone happy. So yeah, this is the 250th episode spectacular. I've got 21 pieces of audio to play for you. Only 8 songs, but there's a lot of audio I recorded at the Podcast Expo. You'll hear a lot from other podcasters as well as musicians. But let's jump right into an audio comment from the Podcast Junkie.
Hey, Brian Lockjaw, the Podcast Junkie here. Just wanted to offer up my congratulations on reaching show 250. It was a mad scramble at the end, which I truly, honestly enjoyed. It was great having all those shows just jammed into just a few days. Awesome job. Hey, have fun at the expo. Take care. No, I'm not going to say it. Bye.
Podcast Junkie, last time I gave him a really hard time because he ended his phone call with love you, bye, and so I made a big stink of that on the show a couple weeks ago. Let's get into an uncovered gem of the week. Now, during the show I had the pleasure of meeting Jimmy Golding, who is just an incredible musician, one of the nicest guys you'll ever have a chance to meet. And he handed me a CD. He signed it for me to Tina and I. And he also, if you were at the expo, he's the guitarist who played with Brother Love on that Saturday night Brother Love listening party where Brolo, Brother Love, brought out some of his new music and played it. He's got an album coming out. No covers, but I still want to get something from him on the show at some point. Maybe even get him doing a Coverville intro or something. I don't think he likes covers very much, so he's not going to do one for the show, but we'll play one of his uncovered tracks. But enough about Brother Love. This is Jimmy Golding from his brand new album entitled Not a Day Goes By. It's the uncovered gem of the week. It's a track called Don't Be So Lonely.
Been feeling blue since this morning. Did the boy leave you without calling? Drinking the night away. He didn't have the courage to stay. Don't be so thank you. prisoner in your private world. You can be free when you believe in yourself. Don't be so lonely, girl. I'll be your friend. We can talk it over. Don't be so lonely, girl. It's not the end. There's always tomorrow. Don't be so lonely, girl. I'll be your friend. We can talk it over. Don't be so lonely, girl. It's not the end. Tomorrow is another day.
Hey, this is Jimmy Golding from London, quintessentially British artist. I have an album out called Not A Day Goes By at jimmygolding.com, and I'm here talking to Brian from Coverville. Rock on, man. Keep it going and keep pumping out great music.
Awesome. Easy come,
your
easy go.
Your second favorite.
That's right.
So first tell me, obviously, you're Bruce from the Zedcast.
I'm Bruce from the Zedcast.
There you go.
There I am. Yeah, a huge Coverville fan for many months. Actually, since the very first week that I discovered podcasting, I think Coverville was in the first three or four podcasts I subscribed to, and I've been there ever since.
Too cool.
And I listen to Coverville in the shower, so it gets pretty personal sometimes. But favorite cover tune? Well, that goes. There's a lot of them. Huge cover fan. I love the whole Famous Blue Raincoat album.
Oh yeah,
Jennifer Warren's
Leonard Cohen.
Doing Leonard Cohen.
Yeah,
each one of them very unique. Obviously, very different from the originals. Beautiful voice, nice arrangements, and a little bit of Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar doesn't hurt as well.
Right.
But yeah, and I've discovered many more favorites through listening to Coverville every week. It just blows my mind, the talent that's out there and recreating beautiful songs.
And making them their own. And
absolutely. Yeah,
cool.
And you bring them to the world.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
We are the world. We're going to do a cover right here.
That's right. I didn't pay ASCAP for that song. So.
Oh, sorry. Scratch that edit.
Cool, thanks. No.
forget how good it was. I'm never giving in.
All right, first, tell everybody who you are.
James from jamesb.com.
Okay. And your show?
Face the Music and Naval Cast.
Cool. And what tell me about the show.
Face the Music is a short, theme-based music podcast. Naval Cast is kind of the same, but I weave a story into it from my life that I happen to find entertaining.
Cool. So like a story and music show.
Right.
Cool. All right, well, the question you've been waiting for, what is your favorite cover song?
All right. My favorite cover song is by a band that, to my knowledge, only did one cover in their entire career. The band's ELO.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Can you guess the name, the cover song?
Well, they did a cover of a classical piece, right?
You're very close on. No, this is... Overture 10-5. I forget the big number.
Right, but that was
That was actually an original piece. But the song is "Roll Over Beethoven" by Chuck Berry.
Right.
And I think that ELO's is superior in many regards because they were able to put orchestra into it.
I'm with you. I love ELO.
I think the interesting thing about that is that they're the only cover song they probably ever produced on one of their albums.
Okay.
So.
Well, if that's not the case, then, you know, we'll hear about it.
That's right. So, yeah.
Awesome. Roll Over Beethoven by ELO. You got it.
All right.
music will never die. Well, if you're feeling like it, we'll get your lover and a reel and rock it. Roll it over and you move on up now. Don't forget the and you reel and rock it. Roll it over, bend over. Sticking in the rhythm and blues.
Electric Light Orchestra there with Roll Over Beethoven. You know, I guess I wish I wish Jeff Lynne would do something grandiose, you know? Just kidding. That was a request by James B., who does the Face the Music and Naval Cast podcast. You heard him there in that clip right before it. Before that, you heard Ain't No Cure for Love by Jennifer Warnes. It's a cover of Leonard Cohen. You'll find that on the famous Blue Raincoat CD, which was all Leonard Cohen covers done by Jennifer Warnes. And that was a request by Bruce from the Zedcast. And then before that, we start off the set with Don't Be So Lonely, the uncovered gem of the week, performed there by Jimmy Golding, quintessential British artist, as he said there. Let's get to some stuff that's not quite as serious. Oh, you know what I wanted to say? Real quick, I mentioned this on the blog, and I'll just throw it out here right now. If you're a fan of Jellyfish, and you know I am because I mentioned them on that very first episode 2 years ago on September 28th, 2004, there's a new album coming out by Andy Sturmer, who is one of the guys behind Jellyfish. And it's actually not by him, it's by Blue, but it includes Andy Sturmer. Blue, I've played on the show a couple times, both covering The Cars, and he was one of the uncovered gems of the week. And it's an Electric Light Orchestra-influenced album. If you check the blog, coverville.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll see this new ELO-influenced album by by Blue with Andy Sturmer. I've listened to the clips of it. This thing sounds like it's going to be awesome. And Not Lame has a deal where you can pick that up and get that Electric Light Orchestra / Jeff Lynne / Traveling Wilburys cover double album called Lend Me Your Ears, which I think has been discontinued. They have a few copies left. But if you go to coverville.com, scroll down, then you'll find it there. And special thanks to Not Lame for putting that all together. Okay, let's get to some lighter, funnier covers, shall we? And an introduction, an interview with Ewan Spence.
I'm here with Ewan Spence from the Podcast Network, The Rock Show.
We're sounding all officials here. Yeah. Hello, listeners.
The PSP.
Yeah, the PSP, The Rock, the movie, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tech Conference, Accident MASH occasionally.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have.
Yeah, bye-bye. Night, folks. Okay, we're back. I don't think Brian actually wants to end the interview.
No, I don't. I was kidding. Now you're wearing the kilt again today.
As always.
As always, absolutely. And tell me about... All right, well, let's go right to the question. What's your favorite cover song?
What's my favorite cover song? Probably Rolf Harris singing Bohemian Rhapsody because my wife was concussed by a stage diver in a Glasgow heavy metal bar where Rolf Harris was playing, singing Bohemian Rhapsody. So, a lot of memories there.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama, I've just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Oh mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry, but if I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters. Time has come, sent shivers down the spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody, I've got to go. Gotta leave it all behind and face the truth. Mama, ooh, I don't wanna die. I sometimes wish I'd never been born. Silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, 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 Figaro. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spared him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
gotta get out, just gotta get right out of here.
Okay, Brian Ibbett here with Brad Pendergraf from the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. First, let me get you to tell me a little bit about your show, where people can hear it.
You can listen to it at wholelotofnonsense.org. It's a social action, social justice podcast. What can one person do to make the world a better place?
Oh, cool.
So that's what I try and do.
Something important, actually, compared to...
No. Covers help make that better place, because when you're out there doing stuff and you're grunging your hands and whatever it is you're doing, and you got to hear good music, Coverville's the place where you get that music.
Well, thanks.
It's good stuff. I really appreciate all the stuff you've done.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, tell me about your favorite cover.
Oh, my favorite cover is Sid Vicious's version of My Way.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Because it is beautiful. The way it starts off, you're like, okay, how drunk was he when he started this? You go through and he's just, you know, doing his fake Sinatra, and then you hear the guitars coming, and it just rips from there, and it's great stuff.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Through with the
All right, well, Anya, tell me about your show.
I do a teen music podcast. It's mostly teens. I have adults listening too, but it's just music that I find and just play. No introductions. There's very little talking.
Oh, just, really? Okay, so you just go song to song to song.
Yeah, there's very little talking. I do introduce the songs. But my favorite cover is... I have one.
Okay. Well, that's all right, too.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes you get a favorite cover, sometimes you don't. That's Anya, who does the teen music podcast. Before that, you heard Sid Vicious doing My Way, of course, a cover of the Claude Francois Frank Sinatra classic, recorded there, requested there by Brad Pendergraf of the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Before that, Bohemian Rhapsody, and I don't know why I've got that those little skips and dropouts in there, so I apologize for all of you Rolf Harris fans out there who, you know, felt cheated out of hearing the whole song there that was suggested. Of course, a Queen cover, right? Suggested there by Ewan Spence of the Podcast Network. Of course, I'll have links in the show notes to where you can check out all the people's podcasts that I play on tonight's show, or mention on tonight's show. All right, let's move on to, oh yeah, John Chambers from the 1 Minute Tip. Great guy, probably one of the nicest nicest podcasters I had the pleasure of talking to. I'll play his thing and I'll answer the phone. Here's John Chambers.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, I'm here with John Chambers from the 1 Minute Tip, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I only have a minute, so I got to go.
That's
no,
right.
I'm kidding, I'm sorry. I'm
what? We are out of time.
Do you time yourself on your show?
Don't tell anybody. I've never done a 1 Minute show to date.
Yeah.
No, I try for 1 minute, but it's hard to get 1 minute of information out, so it's we're close.
A 1 minute tip sounds better than, you know.
Yeah. 1 minute, 1.43 minute tip.
Right, right.
It'd be very unique, but it's not catchy.
So, you do a show? Well, tell people what
I do a 1 minute technology podcast, and try to do twice a week. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a video podcast as well called Photoshop Wednesdays.
Excellent.
So it's an experimentation and training software, little segments at a time.
Right.
So it's been a lot of fun. It's an experiment. So
and you've been around since the early days as well. You started in
Somebody
October?
Called me a grandfather the other day. I thought that
nice.
Was just the darndest thing. Yeah, so we were like October of 2004.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you did a Google search and it said broadcast and you went, no. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
So that kind of dates it just a touch.
Wow. All right, the question you've been waiting for, what's your favorite cover song?
My favorite cover song, there's a song that I really like called Video Killed the Audio Star. No.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Radio Star by the Buggles.
Yep.
My son loves that song, and we have to play it over and over and over and over and over. So I found another version of it by Erasure.
Oh,
I thought
wow.
that was so cool because it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Very different. But it's like, it's a really strange voice and stuff. And he likes it because it's the same tune. So I had to put a bit of thinking about it.
No, that is good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's a different, so we went and searched it out. So.
Very cool. Thanks, John.
Very cool. All right. Have a good time.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
I'm here with Len Peralta from Jawbone Radio and Gene from Hometown Tales. His last name I don't know, but at least I'm, you know.
That's
you
fine.
Got the first name right.
I don't. I try not.
His
to
name is the last name is from Hometown Tales.
Yes,
Gene from
exactly. Hometown. That's the way I try.
Radio's Gene from Hometown Tales.
Radio's Gene.
So Len, because I know there's a lot of people who listen to Coverville who've never heard of Jawbone.
Yeah.
Because I never mention them on the show. I never, you know, talk about you guys.
Yeah. We're we're waiting for that the big break.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the big break.
What can you tell people about your show?
Well, there's really nothing to say.
Okay.
I don't know. We just, you know, we've been doing the show for 131 shows, and we're getting bigger and better every show. I don't know. Cool. I'm with my wife, Nora, and that's about it.
And what's your favorite cover song? I think we've actually had you play your favorite cover song.
Oh, here. My favorite cover song is, you know what is, right on the top of my list, is the Come On Eileen by the ska band.
Oh, Save Ferris.
Save Ferris.
That's a good one.
Nice. Top of the list. Very good stuff.
Gene, you want to tell people what your show's all
about? Yeah, we're called Hometown Tales, and what we do is we teach Japanese to people on our podcast. Now, we talk about urban legends and folklore and ghost stories and local town greasy spoon diners. Whatever makes your town unique, we'll tell it.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite cover song?
I'm gonna favorite cover song. That's tough.
It is. Especially without any, you know, warning.
Without
it
just... And yes,
cold, yeah.
I must say I did like when Pat Boone did the metal album.
Oh, yeah.
But I, you know, it's kind of played out. And anything covered by Brother Love at the Expo!
You should do the calls.
Well, I maybe.
Yeah, you should do the calls.
Radio. this moment. You mean everything to me.
So I'm here with Michael Gohagan, one of the podcast pioneers. Guys started Real Reviews back in September or October?
October 2004.
Okay. And is now doing the official Disneyland podcast.
Yeah.
Now you're going to continue doing that even now that the anniversary celebration is done, right?
Yeah. In fact, we have an episode that when we're done here, I'll probably go home and put together, and it'll go up next week, hopefully.
Cool. I've been loving those.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we came out. We didn't get to hook up, but we came out to Disneyland, and there were a lot of things you were mentioning on the show that we were like, "Oh, I want to go see." You know,
well, good.
Where's the basketball court? Where do you think it is in the?
That means it's working. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think they were really good in the sense that they realized we can't make it an advertisement. We need to make it the experience, yeah. And it'll take care of itself from there.
Well, what's your favorite cover song?
I didn't give you
any time to think.
You know,
about
I can tell you my favorite songs. I'm no good with who covers what, but you know, I really like a lot of the Nick Lowe stuff.
Michael Gohagan, there. Great meeting him. And by the way, if you're a podcaster, I know there's a few podcasters who listen to the show. Go check out gigavox.com. They've got a program there called the Levelator, which will automatically adjust the levels in any recorded stuff you do, whether it's, you know, recording a podcast or phone interviews or regular interviews. I ran all of the audio interviews that you hear on this show through the Levelator, which is a free product, by the way. Works on both Mac and Windows. It's a Java applet. And the quality is huge. The quality of difference, the difference in quality is huge. A big, big improvement. So thank you, Michael, for that. Before that, you heard Come On Eileen by Save Ferris, as requested there by Len of Jawbone Radio. Before that, Video Kill the Radio Star, requested by John Chambers, performed there by Erasure, a cover of the Buggles classic. See, I get all fragmented when I try and do these big 250th spectacular shows. Let's jump to another audio discussion, and then we'll have one last song, and then I'll let you out of here. How's that? Here's Tim Coyne from the Hollywood Podcast.
Make sure I got levels here. Okay, I'm here with Tim Coyne from the Hollywood Podcast?
Yeah, the Hollywood Podcast.
Cool. Tell people a little bit about your show.
You know, my show, it's essentially interviews, profiles, and then some storytelling of what's going on in my life. I try to do the stories of the people that either they almost made it, or they made it and then they lost it, or they're trying desperately to make it, or, you know, and I wouldn't turn down, you know, Nick Cage if he wanted to talk to me.
Sure.
But I feel like my kind of niche is probably talking to people that you don't know, or maybe you're going to know.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I discovered kind of early on that those people will actually talk to you. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not afraid, they're not publicist driven.
Right,
and
right.
You'd be surprised how boring it is actually to talk to one of these high-profile people.
They've got their questions and answers already scripted out, basically.
Yeah, well, first of all, they've been asked a million times.
Right.
So none of your questions surprise them or shock them, and the ones that do surprise them or shock them,
they won't answer.
They won't answer. So it's really lame and it's boring and
whatever.
You know, I wouldn't turn them down, but yeah, mm-hmm. that's the truth. Cool. And my storytelling was just a recent thing. I added that to my show and. I have some crazy crap going on. And,
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I saw your show last night, and it was fantastic. I'm going to be a subscriber now. This
you
is
think
how we
so?
Discovered new shows.
I didn't think last night went too well, man. That was tough.
I thought it went really well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But it was interesting because the crowd was kind of an Orange County. They had kids. Yeah. They would come to see this other act, and
right.
I was talking. Is your show a PG? I don't know.
It is.
Okay.
It is, but
I was getting a little, you know, somewhat racy about some stuff, and
you went blue pretty quick.
I went blue really quick, and all of a sudden I was like, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah,
anyway, but thank you.
All right. Well, I'll let me ask you really quick. Have you thought of a favorite cover song?
Yeah, I was thinking about this because. you know, your show, it's actually been hard for me not to listen to your show. I hear about your show so much that at one point I think I just started fighting it. Like, I'm not going to. Everyone listens to that show. I'm not going to cave into Coverville. Uh-huh. And now I'm just enchanted by you, and now I just have to listen.
Man, I appreciate
but my favorite cover tune, I was talking to you about this, and I, you know, I gravitate towards people that update kind of an 80s metal or rock tune, and I, you know, I just couldn't even think of one. You know, I want someone to do a great cover of a Winger tune.
Yeah.
Because I think Winger's totally underappreciated.
Right. They're from my hometown, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, actually, the Kip Winger went to my wife's high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah. Not at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a couple of years before.
No, and I'm not trying to be like Mr. Appreciate Winger when no one else does. No,
right,
really, if you look back and listen to their, you know, that first album they had, and if you look up on YouTube some of their live performances, Kip Winger could sing his balls off.
See, that's the
thing. He was rocking the bass. Yeah, I'm going back a little bit.
Cool.
But, yeah.
No, I mean, you do some misstep.
And he was a victim, so they really tried to capitalize. He had that kind of soap, like sexy stubble look kind of thing going.
Right,
and then he did that song with Fiona, going, ooh, you're sexing me.
I don't know
that one. Ooh, you're going to turn me on. You know, it was like really kind of over the top. And I think he lost some credibility because Fiona was like this random, like, semi-hot chick singing, and you know. Anyway, you guys can look that up on YouTube. It's
that's right.
Your sex, you're sexing me, Kip Winger with Fiona. Anyway.
Cool. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
We'll have the Kip Winger podcast coming up pretty soon, a joint venture of Tim and myself. All right, well, I'm going to play one last audio comment. This one actually was called in, as well as the final song here. It's a long one, so I'm going to end the show right now as far as my own talking and let the music take care of the rest. So if you want to get in touch with me, you'll find everything you need, phone numbers, email addresses, everything you want over at coverville.com. Jump into the forums, talk about stuff, and you know, I'll be back on Sunday night with the real return of the show, which is the All Request. We'll get back to the normal format, and I won't feel so much pressure on creating like some, you know, spectacular show. All right? Hey, thanks for listening, and this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks.
Hey, Brian, this is Scott D. calling from Sitka, Alaska. First, I wanted to congratulate you on your milestone show, number 250. That's awesome. I've been listening since show number 150, so it's a bit of a milestone for me, too. Anyway, I have a request for you. It's one of the best cover songs I've ever heard, and it's performed by an artist called Monty Montgomery, a Texas native. And this is a tribute concert that he had been performing for a very famous theater in Fort Worth, Texas, called The Caravan of Dreams. And unfortunately, the theater is now a restaurant, so this is one of the last songs that was actually played inside The Caravan of Dreams. And it is a cover of Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet. And since he is also a guitar virtuoso, he also performs probably one of the best guitar solos in a cover song I've ever heard as well. So it's my favorite, and congratulations on show number 250, and can't wait to hear some more. Take it easy, Brian.
Struck Romeo, singing street serenade, laying everybody low with the love song that he made.
And he finds a street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, "You want me, babe, how about it?" Julia says, "Romeo, will you let it give me a heart attack?" Well, it's underneath the window, she's singing, "Hey, like my boyfriend's back. You should have come around here singing up to people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice were loaded from the start, and it melts. But it exploded from my heart, and I forget, I forget. I know the movie song. So when you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet? Now we come up on different streets. They were both streets of shame, yeah. Both dirty, both vain. Yeah, but the dream is just the same. And I dream your dream for you. Now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your tales? Well, you can fall the chain to silver. You can fall the chain to gold, yeah. You can fall for the strangers and the promises they hold. Promise me everything. Yeah, your premise be thick and thin. Oh, yeah. We get to see our Romeo. Yeah, I used to have the stain with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, "I love you like the stars above." You said, "I love you till I die." And there's a place for us. You know the movie song. So when you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Talking on the TV, and I can't do a love song that like the way that it's meant to be. And I can't do everything, but I do anything for you. And I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you, just like the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat of the rock and roll company, and all I do is kiss you through the buzz of a rhyme. Juliet, I get the stars above for you anytime, yeah. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, "I love you like the stars above." Said, "I love you till I die." And there's a place for us. Yeah, you know it's in the movie song. See when you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. So the love struck Romeo, singing sweet stuff serenade, laying everybody low. With the love song that he made, he finds a convenient streetlight, steps out of the shade and says something like, "Hey, you want me, babe, how about it? You want me, babe, how about it?" You want me, babe, how about it? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Caravan.
Yeah, you're still listening? Cool. Hey, I wanted to also do a quick thank you to you, the listener, for sitting through whatever portion of the last 250 shows that you've sat through. I really appreciate it that you've stuck with the show for as long as you have. And thank you so much. We'll continue, or I'll continue. I don't say we, but hey, well, this is a group effort, you and me. I'll continue to be putting out the shows that... hopefully you've come to love. Keep introducing you to new music. Thanks again. And Coverville Media, I'm sorry, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. We'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye.